Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Every September, when we pass another equinox, we are informed that it is indeed officially fall. At a given time, on a given day, autumn arrives and everything changes. But it doesn't happen that way, does it? At least, not that way exclusively. There are so many indications of the season upon us, and most of them start well before the calendar date for autumn. I got the butter dish out the other morning, preparing my breakfast toast, and what had been soft enough to spread itself just a week ago had returned to the state that it will occupy until next summer. Taking a slice from the end of the stick of butter is once again a delightfully precise operation, yielding the perfect 3/16 of an inch pat. It won't be too long before we'll have to shave the butter on a cold winter morning as it comes off in shards. All summer long, I would drop the east-facing kitchen blinds in an effort to keep the house cooler in the daylight. You know the drill. Darken the house and close it up until nightfall, and then reverse the process. Now, as it rises later every day, that morning sun is basked in and welcomed. It feels good on your face, and there is no concern that the house will overheat. Just a few weeks ago, washing my hands at the kitchen sink was partially a chance to cool my wrists and forearms. Now, I let the tap run for a minute, get it warm. Oh, that feels so good. We are in the season of hot showers and slow baths, the season of immersing ourselves in warmth rather than hiding from the heat. The air is drier already, isn't it? All of us who have reached a certain age seem to have one of those pill organizers, the ones where you sort your meds into daily doses and then shake out the 2 or 12 pills that you take every day. There's usually a gel cap in there among those pink and peach tablets. Up until this week, I had to coax that daily gel capsule out because it was stuck to the container by the lure of humidity. Not anymore. We live in a veritable bird sanctuary at Ellabella. The oaks, the white cedar, and hollowed-out tree trunks of our woods provide the night's roost for untold numbers of birds. As we sit on the deck of an evening, those birds start returning at 6 o'clock. The chatter is delightful, the process is deliberately paced, the pecking order is secure, and it happens fully 3 hours earlier than it did at summer solstice. Roosting is one of the great constants in nature. I value it as much as I do the rising and the setting of the sun. The day's opening act, Venus and the moon, will soon be doing their breathtaking dance low in the east. I think I will never see anything more elegant than the crescent moon and the brightest planet out there in space. One is crackling cold hundreds of degrees below zero, and the other a blast furnace of gaseous clouds. But for my seat, they are Fred and Ginger. Returning home from a fabulous evening on the town, they are romance. When did you get out the comforters? Are you still holding out? Actually, in our part of the world, I should ask you if you ever really put them away. When it comes to sleeping weather, I have no qualms or fears. This time of year is perfection. Give me a crisp night, a clear sky, and a goose-down comforter to snuggle into. I remember my surprise when the crossing guards appeared on Main Street a couple of weeks ago. It fools me every year. Probably because, as a boy, I so dreaded going back to school. It meant the end of freedom and play and carefree hours on end. Those yellow belts and handheld stop signs will always signal the end of summer for me. You know it's not summer anymore when there's nothing better in the whole world than a steaming bowl of soup and a crusty loaf of bread. On chilly evenings, they are the epitome of comfort foods. The perfect transition from summer salads to winter casseroles. There are so many signs, aren't there? Signs that the days are changing. Flannel shirts and football jerseys, ripening soybeans and apple festivals. School lunches and suppers after sundown. Fall is here now, for sure. Now, even the calendar says so.